Okay, guys, we are back with our second try at this. Let's see if we can get Joe up in here. Send him a text message. We'll get him in. We'll be talking about a couple things today, big stories of the day. If you have anything that you'd like to talk about, please, 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 please call in, let us know, and we'll talk about it. So first up, we are going to talk about the NBA and how awful the Knicks are. They're awful. It's not even a real team. I don't even know why there's no point in having them in the league. They're awful. They may be playing for just a pick. Once Joe calls in, I definitely want to talk to him about Deflategate, because he was one of the ones that said that this was going to be big. Now, they said they cheated, blah, 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 blah. I don't believe them. If you believe them, you give us a call in. The number is 718-305-6995. Call in, and we'll talk about it, and we'll see what's happening with all that jazz. So, again, still waiting for Joseph to give us a call, and let's see what's on the news today. Should we start with sports? Let's start with sports. What do we got here? What do we got here? What do we got here? Baseball, just a couple minutes away. And when I say minutes, I mean a couple months. I think there's like 56 days perhaps left until pitchers and catchers report. Maybe it was opening day. I forget the number. Jackie Robinson West stripped of U.S. Little League World title. Wow, that is big news. I know it's Little League, but still people care about it. Trust me. I'm not one of them, but Jackie Robinson West, let's get that. They cheated. Now, it's tough to cheat in Little League, but they somehow managed to pull it off. After months of staying mum while cheating allegations circled U.S. champs Jackie Robinson West, Little League International has finally taken action to strip the Chicago Bulls team of its title. An all-black team that became a feel-good story this summer and was celebrated from the White House, the MLB world. It's been a vortex of allegations since it ended. I think what ended up happening was that league presidents from the Chicago 4 District Chamber of Complaints. All right, so they looked like they were we'll get this straightened out. Let's go back to the Patriots. Patriots. Tom Brady, best quarterback of all time. What you got? Come on, dog. Come on, dog. I know you're the only one listening to this, so you might as well just call in. I don't know what his problem is. So I thought Deflategate would go away. I wish there was a way to pause this. There isn't. So, again, we're just testing this out. I think we got figured out what was going on here. Using the free version, now it looks like I only have 11 minutes left. And that's ridiculous. I thought it was half an hour, but upload audio for my episode. What are these settings? Again, we're just testing this stuff out. No, he's an idiot. You're an idiot. Now I'm going to have to hang up. All right, we're back. And he's not there. Oh, well, here we go. So he's back.
Call, what are you, what doing, Jim?
Call,
are you,
wait,
am I
here,
in?
Dog. Yeah, you're in.
Huh?
Call, you say what? We're talking about the Patriots right now. What you got to say about the Patriots?
I'm saying, you know, I really got to be honest with you. If I'm going to be true to myself, I'm against cheating. You know, I think that they cheated.
Are they a good team?
Yeah, they're a good team. I can't deny the, you know, the strength of their team. Hey, what's up, guys? But I mean, on the, you know, huh? I was talking to the guy at the Dunkin' Donuts.
What's he think?
Hey, he's right? Okay.
What's he think about it?
Right. he said the coffee's right this time, so we're going to be able to sip that and check on that.
What?
What are you doing over there? Huh?
I'm waiting for you to speak, kid. I asked you about the Patriots. We got 8 minutes left before it stops recording. And now I'm asking you, I told you a while ago that the Patriots weren't going to get fined.
Why do we have
8
minutes? I thought we had 30 minutes.
Yes, and I spend most of it trying to get you to call in.
Are you kidding me? Kid, why wouldn't you shut it off and call me and say, hey, make
because
sure you're
once
you
turn it off, it ends.
Oh, God.
I mean,
why didn't you call me then?
I did call you. I sent you a text message. You sent me a text message. I sent you a text message right back.
Oh, man, that's nuts.
Yeah, I'll tell you that much.
That is fucking nuts. Okay, all right. So what's the question over here, guy?
What
is the question? All you're asking me is what do you think about the Patriots? That's all you're saying. Do you have any other
questions?
No,
I didn't have a question. We're talking about the Patriots.
Okay, well, what are we saying?
I think they're one of the best teams. I used to hate them, but I did want them to beat Seattle.
And now you're a fan.
I'm not a fan. I just didn't want them
to beat. Put those fat heads on your wall of Brady?
No, not at all. I just wanted them to win. Next question. Did you see this Little League thing about Jackie Robinson West getting stripped of the Little League title for cheating? Those kids, are they cheaters too, though?
Wait. Can you say it again, please?
Jackie Robinson West, which is one of the Little League teams that won in, was it 2010, I think it was, or something like that? They won the Little League World Series. Now they're being accused of cheating.
Okay.
Out of an extensive review of the operations of Jackie Robinson West Little League and Illinois District 4, the Little League International Charter Tournament Committee has determined that Jackie Robinson West Little League and Illinois District 4 administrator knowingly violated league international rules and regulations by placing players on their team who did not qualify to play because they lived outside of the team's boundaries.
Okay, that basically means... Okay, I get what it means. Well, let me say it like this. We are living in a society where it's okay for anybody to cheat now, geez. You want to hit baseball down to the stadium? Take some steroids. You want to catch any ball? Deflate the ball. I mean, we're living in, you know, you want to win 7 Tour de France? No problem. Steroids. You're good to go.
Understandable. But my problem is this. Those kids who had nothing to do with it, they don't have a Little League World Series anymore. They don't have a championship anymore.
Hey, I understand that. That's horrible. But, I mean, there has to be – somebody's got to, you know, make a stand here and say, listen, this stuff is not going to stand. We have got to teach these kids something better. You can't teach them to cheat. You have to teach them that, you know, if you do these things, this is what happens. So those poor kids who unfortunately have to get stripped of their title because of their stupid coaches and their stupid organization, it's horrible. But maybe their organization will learn and, and hopefully it's a learning lesson for the kids that, hey, you shouldn't cheat. But it's hard because in society it's okay for people to just cheat.
I absolutely agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. We agree with each other on that, which I like. All right, next thing. It appears that a parking dispute in North Carolina sparked 3 North Carolina killings. Long-running parking dispute between neighbors motivated a man to kill a woman, her newlywed husband, and her sister at a quiet condominium complex near the University of North Carolina. Let's see if I can get some more facts here. But, Kit, I'm...
Got a ticket and then she started killing people?
This is going to be a problem because I know that stretch of road where you are and it always has bad reception.
Oh, you know where I am right now?
Huh?
Said you know where I am?
You probably just passed the Dunkin' Donuts that is right across the street from the Hibernian Diner.
I'm way past that.
Well, you were. You're on that road, though.
I'm on that road. Is that better?
Yeah. No. All right, a Muslim advocacy organization asked authorities to address speculation, much of it on social media, about the possible religious bias in Tuesday's shootings of 3 Muslims. Okay, so they were Muslims. Not that that has anything to do with anything, but what I'm saying is we understand the concerns about possibility. See, in a real thing there, my brother, I would we'd have these stories already. I would let you do, like, some research, and then we could freaking talk back and forth about it.
Yeah. Oh,
like what we could do is at the beginning in the morning, in the morning, we pick a couple stories. You check them out. You read about it. You have your facts. I have my facts. You hear that?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
That, kid, that's the 90-second clock. Did you hear it, or was that only me?
I didn't hear it.
She just gave us. She just gave me the 90-second countdown.
They said we had 8 minutes. That was like a minute and a half ago.
No,
we got how much is this? How much is this thing a month? We got to find one where we can use whenever we want.
I know, but I have a feeling that it's going to be expensive. This one right here is $39 a month. Let me see. Let me say this real quick. Premium free trial. Forget no. Upgrade to premium. All right, so we got $39 per month. And what that will let you do is do 2 hour shows per day.
Jeez, why are they stopping us from doing this? Why can't
they're
we just stop
us? They
want
us. Okay, they want to make money.
Yeah, but I want to just talk to people.
Huh?
Why can't we just talk?
For how long?
Oh, maybe I want to talk all day. What happens if we stop talking? Do we go back to it and do the rest of the 2 hours? Or does that executive do?
2 hours per day. I don't know exactly what that means. It just says two hour show per day. So it looks like one show per day for 2 hours. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, kid.
Oh, well, I think it's going to stop recording. I think it's going to stop recording. $99 per month is a 3 hour show per day.
Jeez.
And that means you can have 100 live concurrent callers. We can have 100 people, I think, talking at the same time.
What does Bob do? Okay, call me from your number so it doesn't.
All right.
Get on our minutes right now.